You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Can I tell you what I watched yesterday? And this is funny because I didn't even think about it because we were just talking about being a real man and when you cry and all that. I cried yesterday during a show I was watching on Disney Plus, and it's the National Geographic show. It's the whole backstory of the big Falcon rocket that Elon Musk developed. And okay. How they're trying to get to Mars. Did you watch this when you had Disney Plus?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's the whole backstory of how it's like the biggest rocket they've ever sent to space, right? And how it was developed and the team and the failures.
Yeah, but what made you cry?
It was just so powerful.
The human spirit.
The
made
human
you
spirit.
Cry?
The yes. And then seeing that thing launch off, and then the hundreds of people that have poured hours and hours into doing this, and the passion behind going to space, and the joy on Elon Musk's face. Like, I was on my elliptical, and I'm like, this is beautiful. America's in space. You know, and I'm like tearing up. It was really powerful. But if you haven't seen it, man, it is right up your alley, dude.
I thought
right
maybe you started crying when you realized you'd watched that and you had missed the Martha Stewart show on the other channel. So.
Shut up. I'm missing House Hunters for this. No, whatever. It's powerful stuff.
I don't have the Disney Plus anymore, so what am I going to do?
Well, never mind.
Okay.
You're such a space dork. Do you get teary-eyed like when it happens in real life and you're watching it in real time and they shoot that thing up and like, do you get any?
I do.
Do you get emotional?
I get emotional.
It's good. You should.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty
because
cool
I
what humans can do.
Curse myself for not going down that path.
I thought the same thing the whole time I was watching.
Like, why wasn't I an astronaut?
Why didn't I try harder in math and science? I ask myself that a lot.
I was fine with the math and science, but I don't know. I just got my bugaboo as I started doing radio at 16, and that derailed my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, you're good at that. I'm good at that, so I'm glad we didn't.
Also, you know, there's a way that you could be I'll have to double check this, but I think back in my day when you were an astronaut, if you were 6 feet tall, you didn't have much of a chance of making it. They were smaller guys.
Yeah.
They had smaller guys to get into those capsules and everything. So.
Not anymore, man. You can be an NBA player and they'll shoot
right.
you off.
Right.
Yeah. It did make me want to... I'm sorry that I'm dwelling on this, but it did make me want to rewatch it again with my son, Reed, and really push him to do so well in school and push him towards a math and science and space field because it's just so cool. So cool.
Well, he's a super smart kid, so that wouldn't be a stretch for him.
Yeah. All right. Now, how about that NBA?
I don't care about the NBA. Let's talk NFL, though. They've postponed a couple of games so far after COVID outbreaks, including Cam Newton of the Patriots.
What? The Cam Newton?
So they had to postpone that game. They're going to try to make it up tonight. And the reason we're interested in that one is because the Broncos are scheduled to play in New England this coming Sunday.
Ruh-roh.
Unless the Patriots, you know, break out with more COVID cases. So we'll have to see.
Better
but
not be breathing on each other in the locker room then.
Started spreading.
No more kissing in the locker room.
It's a good reminder to hear every once in a while. Dr. Anthony Fauci in an interview said, quote, "The outbreak will end. We will get a vaccine."
Good.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
And he's predicting still that it will be ready before the end of this year. Again, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Can I get that soon enough? Speaking of outbreaks, did you see the other outbreak that's going around the country right now?
Mm-mm.
Salmonella outbreaks have busted out. Two different salmonella outbreaks. We are so used to these being associated with like salads and vegetables.
Or raw chicken's the one. That's the biggie.
Raw chicken.
You're licking
all
raw
of that
chicken.
Stuff, right? E. coli, salmonella, all of that.
What's this one from?
This one is from exotic pets.
Oh, I've heard that. Lizards and stuff, right?
32 people in 17 states have a strain of salmonella that is because they were in contact with a hedgehog.
Oh, a hedgehog.
A pet hedgehog.
I always heard lizards.
Well, now, wait a minute, that's the other one.
Oh.
13 people in 8 states have a different strain of salmonella. This one is from their pet bearded dragon.
Stop kissing your bearded dragon.
What else is trending?
National Be Nice Day. Dom. Be nice.
Okay.
It's also National Get Funky Day, so here, just a second of this.
Every time I turn around, back in love again.
All right, I'll stop that so you don't sing anymore. All right, so Forbes has just put out a list of the world's highest paid actresses. And number one, man, we don't have a beef with this at all. Sofia Vergara, $43 million she raked in last year.
She's charming.
Just so delightful. Ugh, she's wonderful. She's on that Modern Family show, so a lot of money there. She's on America's Got Talent. She's got a bunch of licensing deals. She's got a fashion line, a furniture line. So extremely successful, so she deserves every penny of that. Top five, Sofia Vergara, Angelina Jolie, Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, Melissa McCarthy, and Meryl Streep. There's your top five.
Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep.
What is she doing these days?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you see somebody sucker punched Rick Moranis on the street?
Oh, I did.
Just as he makes his return to Hollywood, somebody walks up and punches him in the face. It was like Thursday morning, 7:30 a.m. or something like that. And did I just say Thursday morning, 7:30 a.m.? Did I just say morning and a.m.?
It's all right. I saw the video, and it was also disturbing.
Well, yeah, somebody just punches somebody in the face. Yeah. It's not good, right?
He's just walking by.
And
he's
poor little Rick Moranis.
And this keeps going.
Ugh. Anyway, so they're looking for the dude that did that. New study out this morning, finding the most popular Halloween candy in every state. They do this every year. They analyzed Google search results. Top candy in 25 states, something chocolatey, of course. The other 25, something not chocolate. Huh?
I don't buy Colorado's. Though.
Airheads, right? It was the taffy.
I don't believe that is Colorado's favorite Halloween candy. You've got Reese's peanut butter cups, and you think the majority of Colorado's going to say, no. Keep your Reese's and Kit Kats. Give me Airheads.
No, I don't believe it one bit.
I think people are Google searching it because they're searching.
That's a lame.
Yeah, what's the lamest candy? Is it really Airheads?
Airheads and the bee one. What's the honey bee, the bees, something with a bee? No?
I don't know that one.
Damn it, what's it called? Something with a bee on
it. I don't even know what Airheads are. Are they like Nerds?
They're taffy. It's like really strong flavored taffy, like in cherry and grape and cotton candy. And I mean, they're good and everything. We talked about this earlier today. I don't know if this is true or not. Skittles apparently are all the same flavor. And just by looking at the color, it kind of tricks your brain into thinking, ooh, the yellow one is lemon, and ooh, the red one is cherry.
So you'd have to do a blindfold test.
Like, right.
Put blindfold on and eat,
I don't
like,
believe it. We did have a woman write in this morning that says, you know what? I eat Skittles in the dark in the movie theater. She's like, I know when I have a lemon in my mouth because I hate the lemon ones. So, I don't know. Apparently, she's got a very sensitive palate. I don't know. A air quote, new trend on Instagram right now. People putting up fall trees. I feel like this happens every year, so I'm not really sure why it's a new trend. But
it's not.
You're putting up your Christmas tree, and you're not really focusing on Halloween or Thanksgiving. It's just a general fall tree. So you got like leaves on there and little pumpkins and little scarecrows.
What?
And stuff.
Leaves on a tree?
Leaves on a tree? I know. I will say, they look pretty darn cute. Nah, I just say cute. They look really unique. I don't care if I lose my command card. I kind of want to put one up. I love fall, Dom.
Do it. Who doesn't?
Like, seeing that when you walk in the house, I feel like you'd have a big old goofy smile on your face.
Well, the first time, and then when you see it like 6 weeks in a row, you're like, hey, there's the tree again.
Yeah, stupid tree. I don't want to tell you anything else. Did you see the story about the erotic romance novel where a scientist falls in love and gets it on with a coronavirus? So
I don't like
people. They actually get it on with the virus?
I don't like people taking advantage of a deathly situation.
Right.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Besides, it just sounds stupid anyway. The whole description of the book
so
is just
so you got
dumb.
It on with a virus? Because yeah. They're really small and... All right, clickbait me, dumb.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page.
I mean, really, that's herpes. I mean...
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Gross. Go to our... Let me... Hold on. Let me wash my ears out. You said herpes.
You're the one who gets cold sores. You're the herpes
You'll get cold sores. I got a cold sore in like eighth grade.
Oh, okay. I thought you had them.
Hold on. I got to get this hand sanitizer out of my ears now. Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Two things you need to check out on there. A couple videos. The first one is an Amazon driver delivering package, and he about pooped his pants because one of the animatronic Halloween decorations on the front porch jumped up and scared him, and that's kind of fun to watch. And then the second is a video that has gone viral. It's a college girl who had a little too much to drink, and she decided to get into her clothes dryer and got stuck. And the fire department had to come and get her out. And I can't,
shouldn't they just have left?
I mean, I can't tell
while.
if it's extremely sad or extremely funny, but... Let's err on the side of it's pretty darn funny, and it's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait. That's what's trending now with your boys in the morning, AM. Gotcha.